Troops of the 101st Airborne moved into another Baghdad neighborhood yesterday, prepared for hostilities with Saddam Hussein's forces there. In the event, there was no fighting, but the soldiers did have their first encounters with Iraqi civilians. There was caution and uncertainty on both sides. Reporter John Lawrence has more.
When the soldiers of 2nd Platoon, Charlie Company, rode to Baghdad yesterday afternoon in packed trucks, they were expecting to go into battle.
NATO!
Sing me something! Come on now!
Highway to the danger zone!
The mission, they were told, was to fight and take the Ba'ath Party headquarters for Baghdad. It had been defended as recently as 2 days ago. As the troops dismounted and walked into the streets, they were watched by groups of Iraqi families who stood along the narrow roads that connect their middle-class neighborhood. Some of the children waved. The troops waved back. Minute by minute, as American soldiers and Iraqi civilians interacted, the mood changed from tense to cordial. One woman, neatly dressed and with a scarf on her head, stood with her daughter and said simply, "Thank you." By the time Charlie Company's lead platoon reached the Ba'ath Party headquarters, it was abandoned. Weapons and ammunition had been left hurriedly in several rooms. Crowds gathered in the streets to try to communicate with the soldiers. They were not as enthusiastic as the Kuwaitis had been in 1991 when they were liberated, but the Iraqis were not hostile. Many of them, like Ahmad Karshan, are worried about small bands of criminals who terrorize the neighborhood at night, stealing and shooting people. The people's greatest need?
Security. Security in the streets and the society. Public services are very vital, like electricity, water supply, fuel. Cars, most of them lack fuel. Security is the top of the list, of course.
Kashan says people are also worried about what's going to happen next in Iraq.
We are very afraid of the future. Nothing is guaranteed. We don't know if we are going to be a democratic country or we will be another Lebanon.
An American soldier who went on patrol in Baghdad today and yesterday is Specialist George Zubaiti, a 27-year-old infantryman from Warsaw, Kentucky.
I kept thinking when I was walking through last night when we were moving into the area, how much it seemed like bizarre world. Everything's wrong. You're not expecting it to be this way. I mean, this is the first time I've been patrolling in a major urban area. Everything else had been pretty, run down, squalor, rural, and then just at the edges of the town, and I just didn't expect it to be this opulent where we were going. I mean, it's really nice here.
Zubaiti thinks of himself as an ambassador of goodwill to the Iraqis.
The conduct of American soldiers in this country especially is going to be a template for the way the Arab world perceives American soldiers. And our forces that are in Kuwait and in Saudi Arabia are by and large secluded from the rest of the population. Here we're going to be constantly in contact with the civilian population, and if we make a good showing, then the word will spread throughout the Arab world that, some Americans might be terrible, the Western world might be horrible, but the average American soldier isn't that bad. He's just a guy. And that's what you want people to know, is that you're just a person. You're not a monster, you're not an other, you're just another person.
This morning, First Lieutenant David Preston, the commander of 2nd Platoon, Charlie Company, briefed his squad leaders on today's mission to provide security to the people of this neighborhood.
We are to implement law and order. If a guy's about to get killed, we're supposed to stop him. But then again, we're not supposed to get involved in petty disputes. If we run into any carpenters, plumbers, people that can fix, like, the broken utilities, we're supposed to get his name, and then when we get back, we'll report it up to higher.
Today's patrols turned up more weapons, pointed out by Iraqi civilians, more information about what is going on beneath the surface in the Iraqi capital, and more interaction between American soldiers and Iraqi civilians. For NPR News, I'm John Lawrence in Baghdad.